This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, 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 taco.
This deal legit.
Taco, taco, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
And the fans are grateful for you, John Harbaugh.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Vinny at 81057, The Fan, news from the Nets. Kyle Hamilton met with the media yesterday talking about his potential contract extension.
Obviously, it would be my first one, so not too much, but haven't had too many talks about it, to be honest. You know, they're busy, draft stuff and all that stuff going on. I'm not in a big rush, so if it happens, it happens, cool. And if it happens, it's offseason, cool too, but I'm not in a rush to get it done necessarily.
Yeah, and he's making a good penny right now, and probably does him, the longer it goes, the more he's going to make, because other guys are going to get signed, and if he has another Pro Bowl year, he's going to be top of the heap. You know, how about the Ravens, Bob? I mean, they could have, well, they're going to have number the highest paid quarterback when it's all said and done after this year, highest paid safety. Highest paid center, possibly. And they got the highest paid inside linebacker. So four of them are the highest paid at their positions in a league. So that's why having 11 draft picks, you need cheap labor when you're having elite guys like that.
Now, for Hamilton and Linderbaum, they're not worrying about it now. When do they start to worry about it? When does the urgency pick up for both sides here?
I would imagine that they'll probably talk in July, and then it really picks up a lot of them don't like to do it during the season, but Eric may have discussions with agents during the season, not because you don't want to bother your players during the bye week, possibly, you know, that type of thing. Or as soon as the season's over with.
Hamilton was asked, would he like to get said extension done during the offseason so he can just worry about the football aspect of things?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to. I don't really like worry about outside stuff during the season. That's been since high school, honestly, whatever it may be. And this is obviously a different beast. But I kind of just want to be able to play football and focus on that. And, you know, if that stuff is going on during the season, then that's what I have agents for. So they'll do a good job with that, but, you know, that's such a hypothetical at this point that I'll just cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah, he's in no rush. It doesn't even seem like him and his agents have even really discussed it. They maybe had conversations, but nothing in depth, nothing like definitive, like, boy, we're going to get started. I think that – especially if Eric has a good relationship with the agent, they know that the Ravens know they want him, and he wants to be with the Ravens. So it's about a comparable. When they have a comparable, it'll be easier. It'll be easy to get the deal done. You know, if he's the top of the heap, then it's how much guaranteed money is he getting?
And he's like, he's in a position of strength too.
Oh, no doubt.
As long as he continues to play at Kyle Hamilton levels, yeah.
Yeah, just stay healthy, and he'll be all pro player. Who's a better safety in the league that people think is a better safety than Kyle Hamilton?
Like an all around kind of in the box. Range.
Yeah, I mean, he can do it all. And you know what? He made all pro or Pro Bowl this past year, and he was doing them a favor, kind of playing out of position, because he showed another thing, that the communication and all that. And look at what he did by moving back. Look at how he got him straightened out.
5880-105 show. The Fan News from the Nats. Kyle Hamilton was asked who he would like to see the Ravens draft.
I don't plan on watching every pick. It'll probably be on. I'm not going to be like actively watching. Maybe I'll watch when the Ravens pick, but don't really have a huge preference on who they pick or where. You know, they have done a great job before I was even born. So I'm going to let them handle that, and I'm going to play football and do my job.
He's probably saying, I'd like it safety. Then I can kind of play up on the line of scrimmage. I can blitz more.
To that point, here's Kyle Hamilton talking about, he was asked, would you like a safety so you can get around that line of scrimmage just a little more?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten that question a lot, and my answer has been the same every time. I really don't care, like, at all. Whether it's game to game or drive to drive, play to play, whatever it needs to be, I'm more than happy to do it. And I feel like I'm more than capable of getting the job done. So I appreciate the coaches and the staff for entrusting me with all that responsibility, and try to do my best with it and do as well as I can at all those positions. But it really doesn't make a difference to me, and I'm just trying to go out there and make football plays.
Well, I think we've heard Eric talk, you know, either at the Combine or Liars Luncheon or whatever, about Kyle Hamilton. And he has said that they would like Kyle to be back up in his playmaking area. Because 2 years ago, he was all over the place. You know, I mean, he's their best pass-rushing guy because he's got natural hands as a pass rusher. He was a great blitzer. And the tackling that he makes, because when you put him back in the back end, he's just back there for protection, is what he is.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan. Will come back, count some dough, hopefully buy or sell. Do you have a preference, as Kyle Hamilton said? Hey, he's going with the flow when it comes to the draft. Do you have a preference in what the Ravens should do at 27? You want to rag on the Orioles or tell us to calm down a little bit with the criticism? Get in here at 410-583-1057. Another draft profile coming up around 12:45. And Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com, have some NFL lunch with him. And we got the American League East report later on the show as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Carry Up Tuesday, cracking the music up to 12. Tons to get into with the world of sports as well. You got the playoffs in both the NBA and the NHL. Orioles after a day off. Back on the diamond tonight, 2 days away from the NFL draft of 2025 in Green Bay, as a matter of fact. But let's turn up the money, hopefully, buy or sell.
Well, Bob, the Dow is up 1,016. The S&P's up 136. NASDAQ is up 482. DraftKings up $1.21. Under Armour's up 17 cents to 557.
All right, well, get things started today in Major League Baseball. One of the biggest surprises so far this season has been the power surge by A's first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. Now, if you're not familiar with the name out there, you're not alone, but the former first-round pick currently tied for the Major League lead in homers with 9 so far in 22 games. He's had stints in the majors the last 2 years, but never really latched on full-time. For reference, 9 homers and 213 at-bats last year. Again, he's already got 9 in a very short sample size this year. His pace last year would have put him on track for around 20. Again, scorching hot this year. Buy or sell, Bob? Soderstrom's sudden power, not a flash in the pan. He will finish the season top 5 in home runs.
Top 5 in home runs, which puts him high 30s into the 40s. I'm going to go ahead and buy that. He was a status guy when it came to the draft. He's only 23 years old. Maybe benefits from playing a lot of his games in Sacramento. But yeah, I'll buy that Soderstrom is going to go full on Matt Olson when it's all said and done there with the Athletics, soon to be Vegas A's.
Over to the NFL, the Seahawks have completely reshaped their quarterback room, traded Geno Smith, acquired Sam Darnold. But plenty of depth behind him as well. Drew Locke's back in the mix. Sam Howell as well. However, the team admits that they have received some trade calls for Sam Howell, and they're listening. Most spots in the quarterback musical chairs game this offseason, they've been filled. But a few teams still have a need, likely will after the draft as well. We talk about Sam Howell, pretty mediocre in his lone starting season with Washington. Way too many interceptions. That was the biggest blemish against him. But he's only 24 years old, just a couple years in the NFL. Buy or sell, Vinny, Howell will actually be desirable enough to fetch a decent return for Seattle.
I'll sell it. I mean, a backup, decent return. What's he going to get? 5th, 6th round pick? Something like that, probably, at best.
Go over to the NBA, 1 versus 8 seed matchups. They usually play out the same way every year, but what the Thunder did to the Grizzlies in Game 1 over the weekend, well, that was beyond just an expected win. They beat up on Memphis with a historic 51-point margin of victory, which pairs pretty nicely with their regular season achievement of having the highest average margin of victory in NBA history. Memphis could be swept. We assume it won't be by 50 points every night. Even still, Bob, buy or sell, the Thunder will win this series with an average margin of victory north of 25 points.
I'm selling that because it's only one game. Historic route, as you said. But I think Memphis will get one. I'm sure the coach they fired is probably like, yeah, remember me? How's that working out for you, that coaching change? But Memphis feasted on bad teams this year and struggled against good teams. And Oklahoma City is arguably the best team in the NBA. So they're going to lose 5 tops, but by an average of 25 per game? Nah, I don't see that.
How about a little hockey here? Alex Ovechkin got the Caps playoff run started last night with 2 goals, including the overtime winner. That was his first overtime goal of his playoff career. But as we know, the Great 8 has done plenty of scoring in the postseason, now 74 total in his career. They haven't gone on a really deep run since they won it all in 2018. That season, scored 15 in those 24 playoff games. Only other time he's reached double digits in the postseason was 2009. Buy or sell, Vinny, after last night's hot start, Ovi will tally at least 10 goals in this year's postseason.
Ooh, 10. I'll sell it, because I'll say I don't think they're going to make it to the Cup, although some people have picked them to make it to the Cup. But, you know, whether they got to play Toronto or whoever in the next round, you know, that's going to be difficult for them. So I'll sell that.
And our last topic of the day, also in the NBA, Lakers versus Timberwolves. That resumes tonight after Minnesota captured Game 1 by a final score of 117-95. In that game, Luka Doncic playing his first postseason game with his new team. Pretty good stat line, 37 points, but something was missing, mainly his assists, just one in the entire game. Now, if you go back to last year when he was with Dallas, they made the run to the finals. Well, he was passing the ball all over the place. Loved to dish it to his big men, Lively and Gafford in particular. But now in L.A., as we know, they're really operating without any big man at all. No true center presence. Buy or sell, Bob, if the Lakers lose this series, that lack of a true big man will be the reason.
Yeah, but 100%. I mean, it's a two-man gang pretty much right now. And that's not fair because the kid from Oklahoma, Austin Reeves, he's a stud. So it's a three-man, but it's a perimeter-oriented sort of team. But Rui Hachimura, remember that? When the Wizards traded him, everybody thought, wow, watch him blossom in L.A. Well, you know, he's got his moments. Not enough. They're losing this series to Minnesota. And is it because solely lack of big man, but it'll be contributing? We don't see those lob dunks like we did last year to Lively and Gafford, do we? And they had Kyrie Irving, too. But yes, Dolan, I'm buying what you're selling over there.
Sounds good to me.
All right, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Jeff Zrebeck has put together a big board for the Ravens. Every draft spot, like 27, there's a lot of players that could be around with that pick. We'll talk about that if you want to do so. We got a draft profile coming up here, 12:45. American League East Report coming up at 1:15. You want to get in and talk about any subject relating to the Orioles, their early struggles, sample size, my ass. This is a 100-game thing. And the Ravens draft, trying to plug some holes. Could Mark Andrews be on the move? And you're still not mad at him about that Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Go.
Okay, Mario. Rodney Rice, part of the Crab Five, transfers to USC, so he is officially gone. All five members of the Crab Five. It was nice while it lasted. They're out of here. Miguel exhausted his eligibility. Gillespie and Rice transferred. Joey Reese exhausted his eligibility. Could come back if he wants to. And Derek Queen, he declared for the NBA draft, where he is now expected to be a lottery pick. So we got a lot of that going on. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up later in the program. Before we get to Jeff's reback, and only get in here for a second. And I just saw something during the break. Tigers are doing well. And as the Orioles need pitching, remember they danced the dance with Jack Flaherty in the offseason, pitching to a sub-3 ERA so far. And at first, it wasn't really an exciting prospect, given the fact that he wasn't all that great for the Birds in the second half of 2023. Helped the Dodgers win the World Series last year. But hindsight's always 20/20. It's the best that there is. But Jack Flats revisiting, maybe he didn't want to come back. I don't know. But there seemed to be mutual interest until there wasn't.
I'll eat crow. I'm a man enough to admit it. We need anybody right now. We need even Jack Flaherty from 2 years ago. I'll take him at his worst right now with the way this Orioles rotation is shaping up. But I don't know how serious a reunion talk ever really was. To be honest, I think the Orioles kind of felt burned by what happened two deadlines ago and just said, best of luck, but it's probably better if we stay separate.
Yeah, so just point that out, that old Jack Flats, he's had that momentum rolling in a positive way pretty much ever since he left the Baltimore Orioles. But that's all moot because he's gone in Detroit now, where the Tigers have one of the best rotations in baseball, and he is certainly a part of it. And all their other guys, the Jobes, the Mises, they are all first-round draft picks. So as the Orioles and Mike Elias, anyway, don't draft pitchers in the first round. Tigers have been all in, and now they're Scooble. They're feeling the fruits of those investments for sure. But let's get back to the Ravens, and in particular, the upcoming draft, which is 2 days from now. Day one draft picks, big board, as Jeff Zrebeck put it together. Picks who could be around at 27. Mm-hmm. And it's multiple positions. Jadae Barron, we'll start with him. Not a deep cornerback draft, it doesn't seem. If Jadae Barron's at 27 and there's others there, is he too good to pass up? Or is that just, man, we got way too many things to worry about? With all due respect to him, of course.
I don't think he'll be there, Bob. If he was there, be under serious consideration. I think he's a really good player. But I don't think, a lot of mocks got him going like in the top 15.
Now, here are some guys we've talked about on the O-line. Man, you think that offensive line's not out of the realm of possibility here.
Not listen to Eric at the Liars Luncheon. No, not at all. Because Bob, let's say they got, and it would be a versatile guy, I would imagine. All of a sudden, your five linemen, and we talked about it. Left tackle will be a first round pick. Left guard be a first round pick. Center first round pick. Right guard third round pick. Right tackle second round pick. All homegrown.
Sort of like the Tigers rotation we just talked about. But Josh Simmons, Ohio State.
Love him. He was hurt. He got hurt last year. And then Donovan Jackson came in. He was the guard, moved out to tackle, and kind of really helped his draft stock too, because he showed he could play left tackle. But Simmons, I really like, Bob. I really liked. I that would be serious consideration there too.
Tyler Booker, Alabama.
I like Tyler Booker a lot, Bob, but he's just a guard. Just a guard. That's the only negative I see on Booker is, he's a big man, but he's just a, all right, we're going to just play him at guard. Do you have that flexibility at 27 to do that? Is he worthy of the pick? Some mocks got him going before that. Some got him going probably 5-6 right after that. So he would be in that conversation. If they took him, would I be mad? No, he's going to be your starter at left guard for a long time. The only thing is, it doesn't give you a lot of versatility.
Kelvin Banks out of Texas, who guard and tackle.
He's going to be long gone, I think, Bob. I think he's too good, to be there. Because a lot of people are going to take some offensive linemen up there. I don't think Banks will be around, but he would probably be too good to pass up.
How about Gray Zabel, who we talked about a couple of days ago?
I think he's a really good player, Bob. The only thing with him is his versatility. He's got 32-inch arms, which are kind of short. And he played at the Senior Bowl, where you get the pro coaches and you get the pro looks and you get what people want to see you play at the pro level. Guard and center is what he was. So the versatility would be center guard, not the tackle spot. So it would be kind of like a McCary kind of thing. So if Lindenbaum ever got hurt, bam, he would slide right into center. So that would be he's a really athletic guy, and I think he's going to get nothing but better, too, and he's going to get bigger.
Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon. As Jeff points out, last time the Ravens used a first-round pick, interior D lineman, Haloti Ngata back in 2006.
Yeah, and Derek Harmon's a good player. Bob, under serious consideration, Harmon would be, because he's athletic and he's got a little pass rush ability. So Bob, if all those guys were sitting there, you trade back, you know, and get another pick, and you're still going to get one of the guys you like. Who would be? I would think that, Bob, of the guys that you've mentioned, the corner may be the highest on their board, or one of the old linemen would be the highest on the board of the guys that you've mentioned.
And a couple more here, edge rusher, Shamar Stewart.
I think he's a super athlete.
4.5 sacks.
Yeah.
That's in 37 games.
That's every – boomer bust, Bob. I mean, boomer bust. He's either going to get it. You know, I mean, that's a guy that Chuck Smith probably needs to go work out and do those kind of things and get a much better feel for him. But, I mean, if you're that athletic and you knock it off the charts and you're running, you know, the times and jumping out of the gym and doing all the – why the hell ain't you making no plays?
Mike Green out of Marshall, who has twice faced sexual assault allegations, 17 sacks last year.
Yeah, he's going to probably be long gone, Bob. And I don't know that the Ravens would take a guy with sexual, have anything to do with sexual assault, unless they, you know, went back and looked at it all and did their homework. And if they were, Bob, I don't think he's there, but he would be the highest rated pass rusher of that group.
And then finally, Donovan Azaraku out of BC. This is Jeff's Reback, just tuning in, The Athletic, Ravens big board, potential targets for 27, assuming these guys obviously are around.
I like Azaraku a lot. I mean, you've heard me talk about him a lot. I think he's a natural pass rush kind of guy. He's not a good run defender right now. He would come in and play in your nickel and your dime, and you turn him loose, let him go rush the passer. You know, he's not the tallest guy in the world either, but he's got natural pass rush ability. And I would think he's definitely in the conversation. I would think on their board that some of those linemen, probably about four of those old linemen would be rated higher. The corner would probably be rated higher. D-tackle probably be in the similar area.
We had a caller earlier mentioned wide receiver, possibly day two or three. Where would that rate on their board?
I thought he was saying take him in the first round. I don't see a first-round receiver. I don't see...
At 27, anyway.
The only way you take a receiver, Bob, in the second round would be if a guy that you had rated in the first round had dropped and he's sitting there on your board because, like the Ravens, you know, they're going to take the best player available. And if there was a big discrepancy and it was a wide receiver, then I could see Eric taking a wide receiver. Otherwise, I see them taking a wide receiver, Bob, that is also a punt returner. So where does that happen? Probably fourth, fifth. I could see it one of your 4-6 round picks. I could see that.
Where does running back possibly fit into the equation for them? Knowing how deep the room already is with the expected return, the burst anyway, from Keaton Mitchell here.
If there's a guy that I like, I don't know, one of my 4-6s, Bob, if I'm taking a running back at all.
Oh, by the way, back to wide receiver, Jalen Noel out of Iowa State. Jeff has a possible, you know, maybe a second, third round guy. 5'10", 194, 245 catches, 2,800 plus yards, 18 touchdowns. Averaged 8.8 yards per punt return and 22.2 per kick. So he's got that level of experience, a little on the smaller side.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they've got. You know, I mean, he's not bringing anything different. You know, Zay's not a big guy. Wallace is not a big guy. You know, my running backs, you know, I like my running backs as my kick returners. I don't have a problem with that. 8'8" on, you know, punt returns. Okay. Not in the first, second, third, or third round, I'm taking that kind of guy.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Draft profile number two, staying at safety. And this is a guy that's been linked to the Ravens as well. Number one safety on Mel Kiper Sports, so stay tuned for that. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Have some NFL lunch with him. Talk about the upcoming draft and possible trades. Could some big names be on the move? American League East reported 115, three games in the division last night. Orioles were off, and we'll get into the schedule as well. And your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Oriole concerns, I'm sure there are plenty. What's the biggest one for you? If you're Eric DaCosta, who you taking at 27, and anything else on your mind?
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Four wide receivers set. Shipley in the backfield. They fake to him. Klubnik steps up. Fade route near sideline. Battling forward is Brown and the Gamecocks.
I think that's an
interception. And Carolina's got the football. Oh, Nicky Manwuri, his second in 2 weeks.
We've done two draft profiles today, and I think Klubnik's thrown both interceptions that we're talking about. Anyway, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, staying with safety, a guy that's been linked to the Baltimore Ravens at 27 at South Carolina Radio on the call because he's from the University of South Carolina.
Yeah, Nick Emmanuel, 6'3", 220, ran 4.38. He's a junior. He had a 1.49 10, 43-inch vertical jump, 11-foot, 6-inch broad jump, 20 reps times 2.25, 32.5 arm, 9-inch hand. So, I mean, his numbers, he's jersey number, he wore 7 and he wore 21. But his numbers, his combine numbers are off the charts, you know, and his height, weight, speed, and strength numbers, crazy, craziness. Now, in 2022, his freshman year, 85 tackles, one pass defense. 23, 71 tackles, two interceptions, eight pass defense. 24, 88 tackles, four interceptions, two touchdowns. So this kid had 37 games, 244 tackles, six interceptions, was a three-star recruit. Played Major League Baseball, or was drafted in Major League Baseball. He's a kid that when you look at his numbers, 88, 85 tackles, 71 tackles, 88 tackles, no interceptions to 2 to 4. You see, you know, an increase in production. And tackle-wise, you see production throughout his whole career. Now, his strengths, the combine numbers, size, production, shows speed on interceptions. Had two long touchdown runs on interceptions. Good hands, has ball skills, can go up and get the ball, plays deep ball well, good concentration, will hit and wrap, can play in the slot, turn and run, deep with wide receivers. He shows closing speed, captain, makes a lot of the calls, quick read and react in the run game, leader, communicator, good finisher, tackling, good route recognition, has man-to-man skills, especially versus tight end, smart, good read and react, has natural hands and body control for size. He can play in the box, play man-to-man. He'll run, hit. He shows catch-up speed, weakness. He'll get too over-aggressive and overcommit to the number one read. All right, you know, that's pretty normal. High cut, long legs. Some issues with smaller quick receivers in the slot, which with a Zay Flowers, those kind of guys, you know, because he is a high cut means longer leg, they're going to be quicker changing directions. In summary, this kid's a perfect fit for the Ravens. He can play all over the field and has the athletic ability and skill to be good in press or run, or pass or run. Would be dangerous with Hamilton. Was a middle linebacker in high school, and that range shows in the run game.
Nick Emmanuel, number one rated safety on Mel Kiper Jr.'s latest positional rankings, which came out today. Ryan Wilson, our buddy from CBSSports.com, has him going number 18 to Seattle. Eric Edholm, another friend of the show, has him going right before the Ravens, pick 26 with the Rams.
And I could see, I mean, Seattle plays similar style defense. I could see that Mike McDonald saying, that's my Kyle Hamilton. I could see that easily.
What separates Eamon Worry from Starks?
Size, speed, you know, the athleticism, probably more production as a tackler, but just big and fast. And, you know, you're getting a guy that's 2 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier, Bob, that can do athletically a little bit better than Starks at everything. And this kid, you know, to me, can kind of do everything all over. He could be like Kyle Hamilton, but faster.
He's there with an O-lineman that's highly regarded. What are we doing here? Or an edge rusher.
I would think Eamon Worry might be higher rated on their board. And depending on what O-lineman, you know, if it's Booker, I would think the safety would be rated higher than Booker. You know, maybe a Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
You know, with that tackle guard combo, might be flip of the coin.
James Pierce, by the way, is who Ryan Wilson has the Ravens taking at 27.
Tennessee kid. I mean, if there, I'd have to see what else was on the board, Bob. If there's a safety there,
well, Ryan's draft. Ravens go 27. Pierce, then Stewart, who you're okay, not all that sold on. He goes next to Detroit.
Yeah.
Gray Zabel, 29 to Washington. Starks goes 30 to Buffalo. You a fan of Darius Alexander out of Toledo?
No.
But you like Donovan Azarocco, and he goes 32 to
I like some other guys other than Pierce, and I don't think they have character issues. Now, you know, one thing about Azarocco was he would have been a teammate of Zay. So, I mean, you check with Zay to find out, hey, what kind of kid is this guy and everything else. Pierce would just scare me a little bit, Bob, just with the off the field stuff. And he's a super athlete. He can run real fast, and he gets a lot of his stuff, you know, stunting and twisting. And because of that's why he kind of reminded me of Oway, because he gets sacks because of chase beat, and he falls off a lot. He lunges and misses a lot of tackles.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fan out of Fun Lunch coming up next. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, preview the draft with him, possible trades. AL East report, 3 games in the division last night. Give you scores up there, and it give you a standings update and tonight's schedule. And back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Dame Lillard looks like he's going to play game 2 for the Bucks against the Pacers tonight. And apparently WrestleMania 41, Nolan, the highest grossing WWE event of all time. And I guess you didn't get your money's worth.
Well, I got some thoughts on that later.
Yeah, we got that coming up. Turn it up Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco.
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.